And we're so happy to welcome to the show the Browns Director of College Scouting, John Spytek. John, how you doing?
Doing great, Vic. How you doing today?
Excellent. All right. So we're talking with you here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. And this is really for guys like yourself where, you know, during the regular season, the focus is on the guys who are playing the games and coaching the games. Senior Bowl, this is the personnel guy's time. I mean, you must be fired up for a week like this.
Yeah, this is always an exciting time of the year for us. Coming down here, there's so many great players that we haven't had a chance really to interact with one-on-one before, and a lot of times haven't seen in person. And it's fun. It kind of gets everything kicked off. You know, we're a couple weeks away from the combine, and this is always an exciting time of year for us, absolutely.
What mindset do you take when you come down here? I mean, you obviously have a plan, and you're preparing it not just for yourself but for the staff, for the scouts doing their thing. But generally speaking, give us a sense of what your Browns game plan is when you come to an event like this.
I mean, really, we're just continuing to gather information on these kids. You know, we've spent a lot of time on them in the fall with film and with talking to their coaches and whatnot. But this is just, you know, I know we always say this, and you hear Tom say it all the time too, this is just another step in the process. That's a very important step.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get to know the kids a little bit better. We have some questions that we've addressed in some of our previous meetings that we need to get the answer from the kids. And then just it all kind of builds and builds towards the draft.
The interview process, I know, continues when you're at the combine in Indianapolis, and those are more controlled sessions, those 15 minutes that you get with each player, and you put in the request list of guys you want to talk with. But is the atmosphere any different here and any more conducive to you getting material from these guys, information from these guys that you maybe wouldn't get at the combine because it's a little tighter and more structured? And is the atmosphere, are any of these guys a little looser, so to speak, to talk with you?
Yeah, I would definitely say of the two, this is the more informal. You know, this is one of our scouts and this kid talking one-on-one, and kind of you can see here there's a big, kind of a big ballroom that, you know, it's kind of a one-on-one conversation. It becomes personal. We ask them about their family. The one at the combine is much more X's and O's. It's put them on the board. You know, can you draw up a blitz? Can you draw up your favorite pass play? Can you draw up your favorite run play? We have some video in those. What was the call here? What are you doing here? What did you see here? Why did you make this check? But this is more background personal stuff for us to get a feel for it. And our scouts will actually, following the week, they'll go into our computer system and they'll type up an interview report on the player, kind of the general feel. This is what this kid was all about. I liked the kid. I didn't like the kid. And these are the reasons why.
Can you get a guy to tell you maybe what he doesn't want to tell you? And I mean, that's the goal, right? To get him to say maybe more than he would necessarily want you to know if it was going to work against him in the draft.
Yeah, I don't know that we're trying to play mind games with the kids so much as to just ask them the questions. I do think we're pretty blunt. I mean, if there's a question that has to be asked, the expectation is that it gets asked and it gets answered. You know, and you know, we're not going to force the kid to answer something he doesn't want to answer. But I do think that we get information from that too. You know, if we have stuff, you know, that we've in our background checks that we've come up with, and we know that this kid did do this or he didn't do this or blah blah blah, and he doesn't answer that question, that kind of leads to what is this kid all about?
Sure,
I think.
Sure. And are there going to be a lot of? This is how many Senior Bowls for you, Jen?
7 or 8 or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, so, but you've been through a bunch of them. Are there any, in the time that you've come to this game, true revelations where you've come here, because I know you've been doing your homework all college season long, and you've been gathering and you've been poring over material. So you get to this phase of it, how many times have you come away from this game saying, wow, I didn't really know that about this guy?
I think it happens all the time. I mean, a lot of times we haven't had time to chance to talk with the kids. So the first time you talk to them, you've heard good things, you've heard bad things. But you know, sometimes you've heard great things, and you kind of come away being like, well, he's a good kid, but I don't know if he really fits what we're all about. Or you know, they said he was a great kid, but I didn't feel that as much. In terms of if you're talking about the interviews, I think you know we talk about play on the field and all that too. You know, it's sometimes you like guys on film and you see them in person, and you get a very different feeling, and that's one of the reasons we come down here too.
John Spytek, he's the director of college scouting for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. And, John, the typical day, say for you here, as you get in sort of the middle of the week, the meat of the week, give me a sense of that typical morning and night, because I see stuff kind of going on around here, walking through the area of where we are, the Riverview Hotel, where players are based, activity going on late into the night, and it's not all social. It looks like these interviews and such are going on in the late hours. So give me a sense of morning till night, what it's like.
Yeah, we have practice coming up here at 9:30, so we'll all be over there. It's at the Ladd People Stadium. I think it's the North team this morning, and we'll check that out. That'll last about 2 hours or so. We'll get some lunch. We'll come back. We'll do it again this afternoon.
For the South team.
And then we'll grab some dinner, and then we'll be right back over here. This is where the players are, and this is where most of the informal interviews are conducted, right in this area, which I'm sure you've seen.
But there's no – your goal is get them as many of them as – you keep these guys up pretty late, too.
Yeah, I mean, all of our scouts have a list of players, and they're expected to have the interviews done.
They're relentless.
You know, by the time they leave here on Thursday. So we actually have collected all their cell phone numbers. So okay. It makes it harder for them to get away from us. You know, some of them are tired after a long day, but we have a job to do too, and it's important.
And they know what they're here for, right, John? I mean, this is the job fair of job fairs for these guys, or at least, you know, one of them. I know the combine may be more the ultimate one, but to the extent that what are they here for? They're here for this very thing, to have these conversations with you and other NFL teams.
Yeah, I think they are, and I think most of them know that. But, you know, some of them, I think, are a little taken aback by the fact that 32 teams might want to talk to them. You know, and it's I don't know that they know exactly what they're getting into when they come here, which I think you talk to these kids, they didn't know what to expect at the Senior Bowl. They didn't know what totally to expect at the Combine. They have an idea, but, you know, we're a little pushy sometimes when it comes to, you know, we have questions that need to get answered, and so we do our best to make sure that they get answered.
The vast majority of guys here, in fact, maybe the only guy here who falls in this category, Brandon Whedon at 28 years old, the vast majority of these guys are much younger, but they are seniors. And I just wonder if, from that standpoint, and Whedon, of course, is the Oklahoma State quarterback on the South team, but from that standpoint, do them being seniors versus, say, underclassmen entering the draft, different dynamics there in the personalities and in the maturity level or whatever that you're dealing with?
I mean, I think probably, as you know, on a grand scale, you probably could say that. I think that senior year for a lot of kids is, you know, not indifferent from anybody going to college is a big year and from a maturity standpoint. And, you know, these kids didn't just jump into it last week like all those juniors
right.
did. You know, these kids have kind of been building towards this, and I'm sure most of these kids, if you asked them at the start of the year, would you like to play in the Senior Bowl, I think they all probably would have said yes.
Sure.
That's why they're here. So they want to be here. They're excited about being here, and, you know, I think definitely there's some more maturity that comes with playing your fourth or fifth year in college.
When you're actually scouting the practices, do you have a particular – I mean, you're director of college scouting, so you see more of the blanket of the overall picture. But are you focused in on any particular position at each practice, or do you take everything in at every session?
I try to take in as much as I can. It's hard because there's so much going on at one time. You know, if you're watching individual, I mean, there might be six different position groups going on. I mean, you don't have enough eyes to see it all. But what I try to do is pick, X amount of guys before practice that I want to watch a little bit. So I spend some time watching the linebackers, the wide receivers, the O-line, the D-line, and watching the guys that I want to see work a little bit. Our scouts now, each of them has a position. So they're responsible for, you know, we have one scout who's just watching the wide receivers. So he's got to do a report on all the receivers following this game, and that includes practice evaluations. So he'll spend most of his time watching the receivers to get a really good feel for them. Whereas I think myself and John Sandusky spend a little bit more time on the group in total.
And when you're, let's say you're looking at linebackers, if you could give a feel for the types of things you're looking for, what are you noting from those players? If you can give kind of a breakdown of that drill, the things you've got to see that will tell you if you've got a real player that you could possibly draft.
Yeah, I think you know, this is a tough league from a physical standpoint, and you know, you've got to have size and you've got to have athletic ability. I mean, we kind of just start there. You know, is this guy big enough and is he athletic enough to play for us? If the answer is no, it's hard to you really can't, I don't think, let yourself get talked into, well, he's the toughest and the most competitive and the smartest. Well, I mean, if he just physically can't do it, then he can't do it. So we kind of have a measuring stick with that. Now, once we think, all right, he can do those things physically, what we need him to do, mm-hmm. how competitive is he? How tough is he? Is he instinctive? Is he a leader? You know, I think you want your linebackers to be leaders. I think you see that at DeQuell all the time, that one of the reasons he's a great player for us is the leadership that he provides.
Right.
You know, that guy, you know, one of them is the call maker. He gets the call from the sideline from Coach Duran. He makes the checks. So he has to be able to speak up. You know, does he interact well with the guys out there? Is he the front of the line guy in drills? I mean, we look at all that stuff. It's you know, each part by itself is just a small part of it, but it is important.
And you take your notes basically just a pen and pad, notebook. Are you dictaphone? I know guys do it a lot of different ways. What's your particular method?
Yeah, I have the notebook you can see right there.
Yep.
That I'll use. If I got some more longhand notes, but I've always kind of been somebody who just remembers. I kind of do a lot of things on feel, and you know, I'll go back to my hotel room then and kind of put down a little bit so I don't forget it. But when it's come to football, I've always just kind of had one of those memories where it just kind of stays with me as long as I get to it within a short enough period of time. I don't forget it.
Photographic.
I wouldn't go that far by any means.
But no, that's great though, and it's got to be a tremendous aid in the course of this stuff. And the other thing is, once you talk to these guys the first time through, is it important to, you know, reinforce any relationships, or you've done the interview and it's done, or do you, because you're here with these guys for several days, is there ever a follow up on, okay, hey, you saw something at practice and then you asked them about that? Does that come up every now and then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, we try to be aware of everything that's going on here.
Yeah.
And so if something comes up, if something happens at practice, you know, we might circle back on a kid and ask him some more questions. You know, I think, you know, I'll come over here tonight and talk to some of the kids that we've talked to already, just to have a feel for them as well. So really, I mean, we don't ever say, like, once you talk to the kid once, it's done. You know,
it's an ongoing process
toward the draft, and we'll do whatever we have to do.
And Leslie, why does the game become anticlimactic? Why are the practices for you and for the rest of the scouts here, not just the Browns staff, but the whole league, become less, really the game itself becomes less important than watching these workouts?
I don't think the game is less important, but we get the film almost instantaneously nowadays.
Yeah.
So that'll be there. And when you're watching the game film, you can see everything that's going on.
Sure.
I mean, you can see all 11 guys in every play, and you can see what they do. When you're at practice, you can't, you know, if you're just watching on the NFL Network, you can't totally see, how's this kid interacting with his group? Is he a front-of-line guy?
Yep.
You know, the camera's not always on the linebacker drills, you know, and we do get that film too, but there's stuff that you can see, I think, from practice that is important too. Now, it's
more
again,
detail.
It's a small part of it, but it is important, and, you know, that's why we're here.
Beautiful. John, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
All right, Vic, thanks. Have a great day.
John Spytek, he is Director of College Scouting for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.